Maybe if I move this over a little bit, might not get any feedback as far as the microphones. I noticed that there's some feedback here. Wonder if we get some help up here so that we can avoid getting our ears screeched. Thank you. We don't have the scripture? Okay. No problem. I'm going to read to you six verses from the book of Exodus, and Wilson will also read to you in Chinese. Exodus 20, verses 1 through 6.
我们读经的经文来自出埃及记第20章第1到第6节。
And even if you're not a Christian, I think you'll somewhat be familiar with the verses, because what I'll be reading are the first two commandments of the Ten Commandments.
可能你都会听过，就是这个十诫里边嘅头嗰两诫。
And I'm reading in a version you might not be familiar with, the New Century Version, which is really a children's Bible. But I thought the English would be simple enough for our purposes here.
咁我用嘅系一个其实系儿童圣经去读俾你听。
Let's pay heed to the Word of God. Then God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt where you were slaves. You must not have any other gods except me. You must not make for yourselves an idol that looks like anything in the sky above or on the earth below or in the water below the land. You must not worship or serve any idol because I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. If you hate me, I will punish your children and even your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. But I show kindness to thousands who love me and obey my commands.
在埃及记第二十章，我咁讲。第一节，神吩咐这一切的话，说：我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地遗留之家领出来。除了我以外，不你不可有别的神。不为自己挑刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物。不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为耶和华你的神是忌邪的。 恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，直父及子，直至三四代。爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他发慈爱，直到千代。
And just one other verse in the prophet of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 13, says there, My people have done two evils. They have turned away from me the spring of living water, and they have dug their own wells, which are broken wells that cannot hold water.
亦都係呢個先知耶利米書裏邊嘅第二章嘅第13節，佢喺度咁講。佢話：因為我的百姓做了兩件惡事，就是離棄我這活水的泉源，是自己作出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。Well,
I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, "Wow, gee, thanks, Wilson. You know, you read me a couple of these verses on my vacation."
牧师，你好似有啲扫兴，我放紧假，你读啲咁嘅经文俾我听。
Yes, we do want to respect God's word, but we also want to explain it and what is He actually saying there in the first two commandments.
咁我唔系净系想去话俾你听呢啲嘅经文，亦都想去解释俾你听呢啲经文究竟讲啲咩嘢咧。
And so let me start our time, if you don't mind, with two illustrations. One on a lighter side, but then I'm going to segue to a more serious, heavier side illustration.
咁我想讲两个嘅例子俾你听，第一个咧系轻啲嘅，第二个咧比较重手啲啦。
To start our time together, think with me the reasons you make choices in your life.
我哋就喺度讲到就话，当你喺你嘅人生里边要去做决定嘅时候。
Here's the lighter illustration. Your medical doctor tells you you must start to exercise regularly.
咁你医生同你讲话，你系时候咧，你要按时咁样运动啦。
He or she says your bones will remain strong. You'll sleep better at night. It is for your good.
佢话你咁做嘅时候咧，你骨你又好啲啦，吓你瞓多啲啦，又会好啲啦。
And you trust your doctor's judgment.
咁你觉得啊，我信我个医生喎。
And you believe that it is good, delightful, desirable to exercise.
觉得呢, 去做运动呢, 啊, 有好处啦, 啊, 又好啱你听。
You've convinced yourself, you've determined that getting in better physical condition is good for you.
你也觉得呢, 啊, 如果你的身体好一点呢, 对你也有好处。
You recognize that and you want to take a brisk walk without being out of breath.
你也,我走的时候都不会喘气啊。
And so you decide that you will start to exercise regularly.
我觉得,对了,我应该时时都去做运动。
But here's the problem.
但有个问题,
you have a very busy job.
你份工呢,很忙的。
You have 3 school-age children.
那你有三个呢,还在读书的小孩哥。
And so you're very busy at work and at home.
所以呢,无论在公司啦, 在工作上面,在家里呢, 你是非常忙碌。
And so here's your plan. You're going to cash in on a coupon to Gold Gym. Gold's Gym. You're going to go there. You're going to set your alarm at 6 a.m. You're going to start going to Gold's Gym before breakfast.
于是你立志了,我每早6点起床,就去那个gym那里去做运动了。
It's Monday morning. You hear the buzz, and the buzz, the alarm, and you hear it ring, and ring, and ring.
好了,早上6点钟,你的闹钟不停地在叫你,哔哔,哔哔,哔哔,我叫你。And
you hit that snooze button, and something else is good. What's that? The comfort of your bed.
你就拍了一钟去,但哎呀, 真床真是舒服一点。
You know your comfortable pillow and your comfortable blanket? That's good. You're experiencing something good.
我枕头又软又大,睡下去都不想起床。And
because you have kids, you know, at 6 a.m. the house is quiet, finally. It's quiet.
想想,
decent quiet.
有几好,小孩不吵,6点钟全部都没起床。And
so you're faced with a decision. You're faced with a choice. You have two goods before you. You've just convinced yourself previously that what your doctor said about regular exercise is good. But you're faced with another decision because the comfort of your bed is good.
你眼前有两个好好的东西在你面前,一个是医生叫你去做运动,一个是你将非常舒服的床。
You have to decide.
你要决定了。
If you like me, I'll exercise tomorrow.
如果是我,明天吧,明天更早,明天又来过。
You see, what seemed good in the early morning might not be good for you in the long run.
可能有一件事对于你来说是好的,暂时是好的,但长远的时候,是不是都是好呢?
It had the appearance to be good.
看起来是好了。
But later on, it's not good.
但是迟下,是不是都是这么好呢?
You chose to stay in bed, because at the time, you decided that was the best choice for you.
在目前你选择了,睡在这里不动,但是长远对你,是不是好呢?
But if it becomes habitual, it might not be to your best interest to stay in bed.
但如果成为一个习惯,你惯性的都是不起的时候, 对你长远是不是好呢?
Do you get the premise there? What appeared to be good was not, although it seemed to be good at the time of decision.
暂时是好的,但是长远对你是不是都是这么好呢?
Now let's step up the illustration more on a serious side.
我现在去到另一个例子了。
Imagine you struggle with despondency.
有个人呢,很多时候呢,觉得很沮丧的。
Or let's even up the ante a little bit. You get depressed.
你经常都很抑郁的。
You think the world would be better off without you.
你觉得这个世界如果没有了你呢,可能好一点。
So you start to make a list and consider suicide.
于是呢,你就做了一个列表,想想呢,自杀这件事。
And you list mentally the pros, the benefits of leaving this world.
咁你就去喺你心目中諗下啊，如果呢個離開嘅世界啊有啲咩嘅好處呢？
You say you'll be missed. That's on your list.
咁可能你有啲人掛住你。
You dream about the rest and the freedom that you will have from all your troubles.
咁可能但從此你又冇曬呢個任何嘅問題喎。
And so as the list goes on, the more you contemplate the apparent goodness of your impending death,
咁就係當你去繼續去諗下呢樣嘢，諗下你要離開呢個世界嘅時候，好似有啲好好嘅嘢。
The more you convince yourself that it's good，
咁你更加諗得多嘅時候，好似咧係好好啦。
And all that stops you from killing yourself is your self-preservation mode。
咁但係另一方面咧，你覺得你自己想要生存落去。呢一樣嘢都暫時仲阻止你唔去咁做。
Do you get what I'm trying to nudge you to consider?
你明唔明我去想其實推緊你向嘅係邊一個方向咧
？No one considers suicide unless they've convinced themselves that it's good. They don't say, "Oh, suicide is evil. I'm going to choose it."
啲人要去選擇自殺。是因為他覺得在自殺裏面有些是好的，他不會覺得自殺是一樣邪惡的事。
If you're a human being, you choose what you believe is good for you.
因為作為一個人，你去揀一些你覺得是對你自己好的事。
And in the case of the person who committed suicide, the highest good is what? The end of all my troubles.
對於一個自殺的人來說，選擇自殺，因為自殺了之後最大的好處，最終極的就是我什麼問題都沒有了。
Right? In that case, death seems more pleasurable at the time.
好像在當時來說，死亡好像有很多很好的事。
Than life.
比這個生命更加好。
You see, we erect false gods because we believe they can bring us the highest good. The highest good!You choose the highest good.
因為很多時候我們不選擇神，因為覺得還有一些更加的好的東西在那裡。
That's what you think will bring you happiness, will bring you value in life.
因為覺得會在生命裡面將你帶來了好的東西和有價值。
It's human nature to pursue happiness. That's what we do.
人的本性，人的本質就去尋找這個快樂。
But you know,And I firmly believe this, and I hope you do too. Happiness cannot ultimately be found apart from the true God.
正如我一直所講，就話離開咗神，離開咗你真神嘅時候，其實揾唔到真正嘅快樂。
The psalmist puts it this way, Psalm 144, verse 15: How happy are the people whose God is the Lord?
喺詩篇第一百四十。
A gentleman by the name of Thomas Watson, who lived many centuries ago, wrote this one line: God has no design upon us but to make us happy.
有一個人叫 Thomas Watson， 他在幾百年前講過，他說神只是想有一樣東西，就是想我們開心。
Another gentleman many centuries ago, William Gurnall, wrote, Who should be cheerful if not the people of God?
另一個人叫 William Gurnall， 他說到，如果除了神的子民之外，還有沒有開心的人呢？
Now these two men wrote about happiness in a positive light.
咁呢兩個人去講到呢個快樂嘅時候，即係從呢個正面嗰度去睇快樂呢一樣嘢。
But you recognize, some of you might recognize those names. You'll be shocked. Those men were Puritans.
如果你認識呢兩個人嘅時候，你知兩個人都係清教徒。
Right? How does if you take an English literature class in a secular college, what's the picture that you'll receive there about the Puritans?
咁就如果你喺大學讀過呢個英國文學嘅時候，大學會話俾你聽清教徒又係點嘅咧
？You know, to put it bluntly, killjoys, gloomy killjoys。
佢呢啲人最簡單一句説話就係令人好掃興、好悶嘅人。
Grumpy, gloomy, that's a false caricature. That's a false caricature that you'll be learning in a secular college about the Puritans.
在今日我哋好多嘅大学里边，一讲到呢清教徒嘅时候，都系讲到佢哋都系啲好猛整啊、好闷啊咁嘅人。
Because the Puritans didn't have in mind the shallow happiness that's experienced, that you and I experience. They're not talking about temporal pleasures or temporal happiness.
因为清教徒佢讲嘅呢个嘅快乐，唔系好似我哋今日讲一个俗世。上面一个快乐，去睇快乐同我哋今日睇嘅时候，比我哋广阔好多，而唔系咁狭窄。
The Puritans knew better than you and I what deep happiness was. It's found in a close relationship with the living God.
因为对清教徒嚟讲，佢觉得即系喺神里边，佢只揾到呢个真正嘅快乐。
And it's available. It's available to you and me.
但这个快乐其实是今日是你和我都可以拿到的。
But you need to be on a path of being set apart from the world.
但是如果你要想拿到的时候，你要行一条是神分别出来要你去行那一条路那里去找到。
Pursue the happiness of knowing the living God.
你要去行嗰条路去追求呢一个嘅神所讲嘅。
Of knowing the Christ of God, the one who is alive, who was risen from the dead.
去揾嗰条路去认识呢个基督，去认识佢嘅这个真理嗰条路。
You see, the angle I'm trying to approach as you look at the first commandment is this: we disregard the first commandment because we have other desires. We are pursuing other happinesses.
我哋好多，我讲咁耐，其实讲到一样就话，好多时候我哋讲到第一界就话，我哋冇去做到一样嘢。
That's why it's so important for you to ask yourself this: What do you believe today will make you happy?
咁问翻问题就话，今日究竟你觉得系乜嘢嘢就会令到你系开心嘅咧
？And how do those desires affect your living, your life now?
你嘅渴望，你嘅渴求，点样影响到你今日嘅生活咧？
We talked a little bit about defining sin yesterday, and again, I can't go into what we already discussed yesterday, but the problem of our faulty definition of sin, it's not in line with the Bible. It's more than just disobeying laws.
咁但其實我哋講到嘢就話，好多時講個罪唔係淨係好多人所覺得話，我哋去違反咗呢個法律咁簡單，而係我哋破壞咗呢個關係同神嘅關係。
In a nutshell, you know what sin is? It's dismissing God from your life. I'm God. I don't need God. I don't need to listen to God. I'm God.
其實最簡單一句説話就話，你將神同你生命裏面去趕咗出去。
Your happiness.Whatever you're striving for in life defines who you are. That's your God.
你嘅快乐就系其实去解释咗你系点样样，其实呢个就变咗系你嘅神。
Suppose someone is habitually angry. A lot of people like that in the world. And suppose it's anger directed at your spouse.
假设你系一个好惯性系容易发脾气嘅人，喺我哋今日嘅世界上边有好多尤其好多咧对你嘅配偶系咁做。
You see, it's not helping you. It's not helping. You've got to get an ulcer. It's not going to help your health. It's not going to help your spouse's health. It's something you need to resolve.
咁你猛得多咧，就好容易胃酸过多，咁又会有胃病啦。
And so you need to ask yourself, what good or happiness am I seeking when I get angry?
咁你谂下就话，当你去猛整发脾气嘅时候，对你嚟讲其实有咩好处咧
？What do I think is missing? Why am I so uptight about this?
咁點解我咁緊張咁猛嘅一樣嘢，其實喺裏面有咩嘢係冇咗我睇唔到嘅呢
？What's the delight? What's the joy I'm after? And I'm not getting.
咁係咪有啲嘢係我睇唔到，有啲嘅開心係我攞唔到嘅呢
Now, I'm not saying that's easy because everybody's different. Everybody responds in many different ways. We're different.That's what makes life interesting, right? Because we're all different people. We all different personalities.
生命點解咁奇妙？就話其實每一個人都係唔同，而我哋去面對每一件事嘅時候，我哋一個唔同嘅反應。
See, what makes us so hard is we do have the same nature that is pushing God away, sinful nature pushing God away.
我唯一相同嘅就我一個本性就話我會將神去推咗出去，拱咗出去。
Whether you're Christian or not. We all have that bent to create false gods.
但我都会有个习惯就去制造一个假神出来。
But here's the complicated part. We create them for different reasons. My reason is different than yours.
但我亦都有唔同嘅原因去制造一啲假神出来。
But here's the link.
就系一个连接嘅地方。
You're pursuing what you believe will make you happy.
我都是找的一件事，那件事是会令到你开心的。
And so whether you're aware of it or not, whether you deny it or not, those images that you conjure up are the driving forces of your life.
但其实这一切的事都是在你生命里面推着你去那一个的方向。
That's why this passage of the Bible is very important, because idols are powerful. They are very powerful.
所以这一段的经文是很重要。
You know, in a sense, they're false, yet there's a lure to them that entraps us.
咁里边有啲嘢咧，好似系交织喺度绑住我哋嘅。
Because as we said yesterday, every one of us is a worshipper. Every one of us, you worship something in your life.
咁我哋琴日讲到话，我每一个人嘅被造，我都会想去拜一样嘢。
And so there's a struggle: false worship versus True worship.
咁所以有一个嘅相对就话一个真实嘅敬拜同埋一个假嘅敬拜。
The false says, "What should we cherish more than the living God?"
个假咧就话有咩嘢你系珍惜多过呢个活嘅神咧
？True worship is what we discussed yesterday. Sing a new song to the Lord.
呢个真嘅敬拜就系我哋琴日一直所讲嘅就话向神唱一首新歌。
You know, it doesn't matter what I say.God can teach you right now. He can teach you to pursue Him as the highest good in your life.
唔係在乎我今日講啲咩嘢，而係神去點樣話俾你聽，去揾到一個更高嘅。
He can show you that He is who He is the person that you need to know that will make you ultimately happy.
而係佢會話俾你聽，就係唯一係佢令到你真係有呢個真正嘅快樂。
Because that's what God delights in. He delights in bringing His people face to face with His happiness.
因為神好中意將我哋帶到佢面前，面對面嘅，讓我去睇到嗰個真正嘅喜樂。
Let me explain that a little bit, because sometimes we think when we think of happiness, we think just somebody going around life with this fake smile.That's not what I mean.
咁好多時候都有人覺得咧，開心就係你見親人就係四萬咁嘅口，撐開個口嚟對住人笑。
It means even when you're lonely, even when you're despondent, you know there's hope. You know there is hope for you.
無論你係沮喪嘅時候，或者你孤單嘅時候，你都知道有呢個希望喺嗰度。
You know.That the living God is the one you need to desire.
因为你知道这个永生的神只是你真正要渴求的。
Because the Holy Spirit can illuminate that in your life, in your heart.
因为可以在你的人生，在你的心那里去光照出来。
He can cause you to grow in your esteem for Jesus.
因为都是令到你是会为神去发光出来。
And He can put off the false.Idols that draw you away from him.
仍然可以将所有的假的神去拱开他。
Define your happiness the way that God does, and you'll never be disappointed.
如果当你用神的方法去解释什么叫快乐的时候，你的生活会很不同。
Say with King David to God, nothing, not even life brings me more happiness than your love.
就算是你所爱的，都带不到这么多人生的快乐出来。
Jesus said something similar in John 8.
在这个约翰福音第八章那里耶稣都讲过。
John 8:29, He who sent me, this is Jesus speaking, He who sent me is with me. For I always do the things that are pleasing to Him.
在约翰福音第八章29节这么讲，他说，那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。
You see, there's a turning there.When you delight in something, you need to turn away from that to something that's true.
咁你睇到係一個嘅轉，由呢方面轉到去另一方面。
And in order to do that, you have to be convinced. Right? Yes, you and I have to be convinced that what God is saying is the loveliest treasure. You have to be convinced, otherwise you're not going to do it.
咁但你要去轉嘅時候，你要話俾自己聽，你係要去轉啦，係有啲好嘅係令到你去轉。
You have to disbelieve your own imaginations of what you think will bring happiness to you。
咁你話俾你聽啊，其實我一直想像以為呢啲係好嘅嘢，其實係唔好嘅。
And you have to turn to the sweetness of God's loving kindness。
咁你要去轉向神呢個嘅慈悲神嘅好處。
And I can't do that for you. You can't do that. You can't conjure that up for yourself. The Holy Spirit of God needs to do that in your heart.
唔係去在乎我，亦都唔係在乎你，而係唯有呢個聖靈去感動你，令到你咧轉咗去另一方面。
You need to ask Him to show you your idols, to help you turn from them, to turn to Him.To know of His loving kindness.
咁你去求神去幫助你去睇到你嘅偶像喺邊一度。
This might help. Think in Genesis. Think about Adam and Eve. Why did Eve choose to disobey God?
我諗翻起喺呢個嘅創世記，諗起喺創世記開頭嘅時候，亞當同夏娃點解會選擇去背叛神呢？
The key is three simple words. I'm going to read the verse to you, and I want you to, again, try to follow one verse only. Think of three words. Pick out three words. I've said them already that will give you the hint on what the problem was.
三节经文，咁喺里边你又会有呢个答案啦。
Genesis 3:6 says, When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, hint.
good.
And that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate, and also gave to her husband, who was with her, and he ate.
咁喺創世記嘅第三章第六節咁講，於是女人見那果樹的果子是好作食物。也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
Three key words that tip off the motivation to her choice.
有三个字令到夏娃选择咁去做。
Good，
好。
Delight，
靓。
Desirable，
系讨人喜悦嘅。
Same thing as pursuing happiness, right?She thought it was good for her at the time, just like the illustrations, right? It's good to do it.
好似頭先我一直所講，喺當時嚟講，對夏娃嚟講係好好嘅。
Because we're human beings, we only choose what we think will make us happy.
因為我哋係人，我覺得只係覺得喺當時嚟講呢樣嘢對我係好嘅。
That doesn't mean we always choose what's good for us or what's morally good.
唔係就話一啲係。真係好或者係喺道德上面係好嘅嘢。
Even if you've been a Christian for a long time, you still struggle with sin. You still choose what you think will make you happy.
就算你信咗主好耐，你都可能會揀一啲嘅錯嘅選擇。
We make choices based on what we believe is best for us.
因為我選擇嘅時候，我揀嘅係覺得乜嘢係對自己係最好嘅呢？
And so why? Why purposely choose to disobey God?
咁點解會咁做咧？
Eve believed that disobedience in God was better than God's loving kindness.
因為對夏娃嚟講，佢覺得唔去跟隨神，比神嘅好處、神嘅愛係更加好。
She forgot. She forgot about God's love. That's our problem too. We forget.
佢忘記咗神嘅愛，就正如好似我哋都會忘記咗神嘅愛一樣。
Richard Baxter writes, "The will never desires evil as evil, but as seeming good."
有一個人佢叫做 Richard Baxter， 佢咁講，佢話唔係你嘅意志令到你去想攞呢個邪惡其實咧係因為嗰樣嘢，唔係因為嗰樣嘢邪惡，係因為嗰樣嘢對你嚟講睇嚟係好好嘅。
You know, if you know me, and I say this often at church, I'm over 50. I'm old.
你識我嘅時候，我都過咗半百啦。
And when you get old, you get a little bit cynical.
咁你當你年紀大咗嘅時候咧，就好多時咧，有好多啲諗好多好多嘅嘢出嚟。
But I say this to mainly for those of you who are younger.
我对比我后生的人讲嘅。
Few of us get all the dreams that we desire in life. Few of us.
就像刚才我们所讲下，很多时我们的理想最后都变成是理想的。
And therefore,
是你想。
It's easy. It's very easy to live in a delusion. Really, very easy.
可能只在我们的想象中里面，我们可以去过到这样的生活。
It's easy to think, if I was successful, if I was wealthy, if I was popular, if I was beautiful, I'd be happy, I'd be at peace.
有时只是我想象里面去想、如果假如我很成功，假如我很有钱，假如我很受欢迎，假如我是这样、我呢就会，我人生就会很快乐，很有平安了。
And that just isn't true.
但问题就是这些不是真的。
Now, there was an article by Cynthia, I think her name was Cynthia Hemel, it's from the Village Voice several years ago, and this article said thisIt talked about people in New York City who have risen to the top of their profession, movie stars in particular.
很多年前是有一份在这个的 Village 的一份的报纸、有一个人去写到，他特别讲到就说很多在这个的、在纽约市有些的人、讲到他们未成名、未做这个大明星之前的故事。
And the author、knew these stars.
这个作者他是曾经认识过这些、的明星。
She knew these stars before they were stars.
在他们未成名之前认识他们了。
One, get this, one worked at the cosmetic counter at Macy's on her way up.、
一个就在这个梅西百货那里做这个的做化妆。
Another worked in movie theater selling tickets.
一个在这个的、这个戏院门口做、收费派费。
When they became successful,
当我成了名了，
every one of those people that the author knew became more angry, more unhappy, more unstable in their success.
但是这个作者发现呢，他们成了名之后呢，他们呢、比以前更加猛震、情绪更加不稳定，其实呢是更加不开心。
You see, no matter what the success or wealth achieved, it's not enough. It's not enough.
即是无论你多成功，你多有钱都好，都好似是不够。
Because they still woke up the next day being themselves.
因为你其实睡醒的时候到最尾那个都是你自己。
Let me paraphrase Exodus 20 verses 2 to 3 for you, and maybe this will get you a little bit better flavor of what we're after here.
让我呢是、在这个的创世纪第二十章二三节里面呢，我抽几句说话讲出来。
I Yahweh,which is the special name of God, linking him with his people. I, Yahweh, am your God.
我耶和华是你的神。
I saved you.
我救赎你。
I made you my own children.
我将你变成我的儿女。
Do not waste your precious time on misplaced worship.
不要用花了你的时间在那些无用的、敬拜的上面。
I value you too much.To see you court and run after something that's empty.
我爱你去了地步，所以见到你去找这些虚空无用的东西的时候，我都很可惜。
Something that's futile, foolish, detestable.
这些是昏暗，是空虚，是、是愚蠢的。
God values us. God values his people.
神去珍惜他的儿女，他的子民。
If you're a child of God, if you know the living God,You and I are important to him.
如果你同我都是他儿女的时候，你知道我们对他来讲是很重要。
We all seek value from something.
我们每个人都会在某一样东西上面去寻找他的价值。
Wouldn't it be great if somebody who is dependable valued us?
那你是不是觉得有一样东西是当你是觉得可以去依赖对你有价值的时候，是不是对你是很好呢？
I'm a father of three.
我有三个小孩哥。
And you know, my kids are older now, but I used to always think it'd be great if my little girls would say, Daddy, when I grow up, I just want to be like you.
我的小孩都大了，其实我小时候很希望有一天，我的小孩跟我说，爹地，如果好像你那样就好了。Now,
I'm kind of killing this illustration here.
Uh-oh.
But if the fruit of the Spirit was more apparent in my life, that statement would have been very constructive.
如果这个属灵的果子在我的身上更加明显的时候，好像这个想这件事的时候，好像有些问题在这里。Because
that's how you glorify God. When the children say to the Father, I want to be like you. I see that you're good, that you're loving, that you're holy. I want to be like you.
如果个儿女是对个父亲去说，我希望好像你这样，好像你这么慈爱，好像你这么良善。
Only a God who loves his people so much can formulate that in his people.
因为只有神令到他的子民可以这样去做。
Because he's pure enough. That's why he's a jealous God. He wants your heart because he knows nothing else will satisfy you.
所以为什么我说神是一个忌邪的神，因为神是完全的圣洁，是他是很单一的。
That's why the first commandment says you shall have no other gods before you.
所以为什么他说这个第一个诫命，他说除我以外，你不可以有其他神，你只是有他一个。
That's a very simple statement that the Lord God, the creator of the universe, is just making to you.
是一个其实神一个很简单的一句话。
It's simple, but it directs your entire focus, your entire destiny of life.
其实告诉我们，我们的焦点在哪里，我们的人生其实的命运是应该走向这个方向。
And your response to those simple eight words will determine your life.
但你怎样去对这八个字去回应的时候，就决定了你人生要走哪一条路。Every
facet of your life now and forever.
你在你的人生里面每一面每一步都会是将来都会是这样。You
know, it's not unreasonable. That commandment is not unreasonable. You know why?
这句说话，这个诫命其实不是没理由的，为什么呢？
It simply commands us to do what we were meant to be.
因为这个就是我们本来是应该要做的嘛。
We were created in the beginning to worship God.
因为我们起初被造的时候，就是要去敬拜神。
We were designed to enjoy Him ultimately.
我们是最终的是享受与神的一切。
You and I will be most satisfied, most joyful when we're enjoying and glorifying God.
因为当我们去与神一齐，我们去荣耀祂的时候，这个其实就是应该最珍贵的。
And I just tried to explain, glorifying God is saying, Daddy, I want to be like you.
你是说到就说，父啊，我要好似你这样。
You know, sometimes even people who call themselves Christians kind of worship a God that they've made up.
很多时候，就算很多人说自己是基督徒，其实他拜那个神，那个神都是他自己是做出来的。They
form an opinion, or they pick and choose what they want to believe in the Bible.
就算在圣经里面，很多的东西都是他们拣过了，拣了这些，是信这些的。And
they say, this is the God I like. That's whom I'm going to worship.
我的神就是这样了，就有这些东西在这里。What
you give your time and attention to is your functional God.
只是我们觉得那个对我们有功效、有功能的神。Because
if God was really important to you,
因为如果神真是对你有用、是重要的时候,
your schedule, your agenda in life would show that.
因为其实你看看你每日你要做的事，你每日工作那个表就可以表示出你其实着重的是什么。
You would put God where He's supposed to be in your life.
你会将神摆在你生命应该那一个位置里面。
Yeah, there's going to be moments when you don't want to study the Bible or pray or serve Him or worship Him or fellowship with other Christians.
我们实有一个时候，我们不想看圣经，我们不想侍奉，我们不想跟人有团契，不想这样，不想那样。
But there's a change, a slow change, a turning that happens when you know the living God.
但当你认识这个真神的时候，你会慢慢有一个转变。
Because to worship God is ultimately to tell people that He's worthy. He's worthy of my praise.
因为他是配得、值得我们的赞美。
And we do that with our whole lives.
我们是在我们一生，我们整整的一生都会这样做。
We say, every day I seek to draw nearer to Him.
因为每一日我都会寻求你在他那里去取得。
When everyone who knows you can see what's the most important thing for you, that would show them that God's worthy.
而周围的人去看到你的时候，看到你信这个神是值得的。
Thomas, in his message last Sunday, talked about what Paul said about that.
默牧师在上个星期的讲道里面讲到保罗讲过这些说话。
Those were Paul's words of worship.
这个是保罗去讲这个的敬拜。
I'm just, for those of you who are there, refresh your memory. Philippians 3, verse 7 and 8.
在这个腓立比书三章第七、第八节那里这样讲。
Paul's words of worship says this, But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I've suffered the loss of all things, count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ.
在这个腓立比书第三章第七、第八节他这样讲，他说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
How can we understand that? How can we understand the ultimate joy?
我怎能够明白到这个最终的喜乐呢？
For example, in Daniel 3 young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say, I'd rather die in a hot furnace than bow down to the king. When I do that, I deny who the true king is.
在这个但以理书的第三章里面，但以理的三个朋友说他宁愿被人钉了落这个火窑，他都不肯去拜一个假的神。
Those three young men learned the first commandment, You shall have no other gods before me.
他明白到这个的诫命的第一条，什么叫做除你以外不可有别的神。
At the time of their choice, they had no guarantee that God would deliver them from death.
咁当佢哋去咁选择嘅时候，佢哋系唔知道神系会救赎佢哋。
But it's amazing what the Holy Spirit could do. They were willing to die so that they would not be disobedient to the first commandment.
咁但系佢话佢哋宁愿去选择死，都唔去违背呢个第一条嘅诫命。
Here's the key. It's in Psalm 63, verse 3. It's summarized there.
在这个的诗篇63篇里面有一个这样的总结。
David says, because, and the reason for the motivation, because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you, God.
在诗篇63篇的第三节，他说，因你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
You know, there's a modern praise song, maybe not so modern anymore, it's Maranatha, which is like 70s and 80s. It shows you how old I am. But, there's a praise song that's based on Psalm 63:3.
有几十年前有一个诗歌就是基于这一节经文而所讲。
Thy loving kindness is better than life.
所以你的慈爱比生命是更好。
My lips shall praise you, my heart adore you.
他说我的嘴唇要歌颂你。
Those are the questions you need to ask yourself. Is God's steadfast, is His steadfast love better than life?
是不是神的慈爱是比生命是更加好呢？
Is His love the greatest source of your pleasure, your joy, your happiness?
他的爱是不是一切的，对你来讲是一切的源头呢？
Usually works like this, you know, we say intellectually, God's loving kindness is better. It's better than, let's say, a nice car.
很多时候可能你头脑上边讲话啊，神系好嘅。
That's until your old car gets stuck on the road.
神系好嘅，比架车咧系更加好吓。咁但系咧，你架车啊坏咗啦。
Or here's another simple example. We say God's love and kindness been in life when we have good health.
咁你话啊，神嘅慈爱咧，比生命好吓，比有呢个健康咧更加重要。
But when we're suffering ill health and we can't even sleep because of the pain, do we say that in our hearts?
咁但系当如果吓你病啦，你病到啊痛到地步，你都瞓唔到嘅时候，你能唔能够都讲呢一句说话咧？
I gotta end here. I gotta end here. It is approaching picture time. I've gotta end. And let me say this in closing. I think this is a good example. Satan tested Jesus in the wilderness. We know that in the Gospels.
在福音书里面讲到话，撒旦在这个旷野去试验耶稣基督。
And Satan's basic question was this.Is your father's love, is his loving kindness better than life?
咁撒旦嘅问题好简单，佢话如果天父嘅慈爱系比生命更加好嘅时候
，See Jesus was tempted to be an idolater, a false worshipper.
佢好似话我哋啊，你系咪其实拜紧一个嘅偶像咧
？Because remember that for those who are familiar with that account recorded in the Bible.And Satan said, all these things I will give you, Jesus. You just need to bow down to me.
喂，你只系需要拜我，咁呢个世界嘅荣华咧，我都俾晒你啦。
Right? Satan was referring to the kingdoms of the world, the glory of the kingdoms of the world.
喂，呢个世界万国嘅荣华吓，我都会俾晒你。
And Jesus refused, right, to be an idolater.
咁耶稣基督唔肯去拜呢、这个拜佢。
Because Jesus cherished the love of the Father.
因为耶稣基督去珍惜天父嘅爱。
Because all the pleasures of the world were offered to Jesus by Satan for his worship. Worship the idol.
因为咁样嘅时候就变咗系一个拜偶像。
Jesus knew the joy that was found in knowing the Father.
咁因为耶稣基督知道认识天父带嚟嘅会系点样样嘅。
Because you remember Jesus' response in Matthew 4:10 to Satan's request to bow down before him?
咁当撒旦叫耶稣去拜佢嘅时候，咁耶稣有咩嘅回应咧
？First commandment: You shall worship the Lord your God and serve Him only.
佢话你净系需要拜呢唯一嘅神嚟到去服侍佢。
You see that special love between Father and Son kept Jesus.From being an idolater.
因为他和天父的爱令到他不会成为一个拜偶像的人。
That's why Jesus endured the cross.
这个就是为什么他是在十字架上去坚持下去。
Because the author of Hebrews tells us it's for the joy that was set before him.
因为在他面前将来会有这个的喜乐。
It was God's pleasure. That was the reason. God's pleasure.
因为是神会好喜欢见到呢样嘢。
Remember the Garden of Gethsemane the night before Jesus went to the cross?
记唔记得喺耶稣基督被钉十字架之前，佢到呢个客西马尼园
？Judas betrays him. Judas was one of his close friends, and all his other friends betrayed him.
咁佢去到祈祷咁但系佢里边有朋友系第一日会背叛佢。
So what drove Jesus on to be beaten, to be mocked, to be put to shame?
咁但系有咩嘢令到耶稣能够去忍受呢啲鞭打、呢啲嘅耻辱、呢啲嘅嘲笑咧
？And what would drive him to have a crown of thorns be thrust into his brain, into his head？
咁就算人哋去咁样做嘅时候，究竟有咩嘢喺佢心目中谂紧咧
？What did Jesus hold on to when he cried out in despair, "My God, my God, on the cross, why have you forsaken me?"
就算喺十字架上，当耶稣话：我的主，我的神啊，你为何离弃我？所以就算咁讲嘅时候，有咩嘢令到耶稣基督都支持落去咧
what would enable Jesus to endure the cross and even be separated from the love of the Father?
有咩令到佢喺十字架上可以坚持落去，甚至去面对有一段嘅时间去同天父系分开？
It's nothing less than knowing the joy, the pleasure of God's love for him.
因为就系知道有神嘅爱嗰个嘅喜乐。
Jesus purchased the people, people who believe, for the Father's delight.
咁嗰啲系佢将嗰啲神所喜悦嘅人，佢将佢哋买赎咗翻嚟。
And Jesus proves to us on the cross that he valued God's loving kindness, that he thought, just like David, God's loving kindness is better than life.
因为正如大卫喺诗篇里所讲，佢珍惜神嘅慈爱系比生命更好。
How many of you seen Chariots of Fire? It's an old movie. I'm old. Chariots of Fire.
有冇人睇过《烈火战车》呢套戏咧
？Okay, there's a book. Also, there's a book. Eric Liddell is the focus of that book.
咁吓，有一个人写过本书吓，亦都系讲过同一个嘅故事。
This wasn't in the movie. By the way, it's a great movie if you're looking for something, you know, a couple hours. It's a great movie.
几百分钟咁长嘅戏。
One thing that wasn't depicted in the movie that was true in his autobiography.
咁喺个本书有吓，不过套戏咧删改咗嘅。
Eric Liddell was a Christian. When he ran, he was a Olympic sprinter, 100 meter sprinter, a world class. And but when he ran, you know how he ran?
咁当呢个人啊，呢个主角啊 Eric， 咁佢一个一百公尺嘅呢个嘅短跑家，当佢走嘅时候，佢系点样走嘅咧
？He ran with his head up.
佢系佢个头咧向上望。
It's not a picture in a movie, but it's true. He ran with his head up like a crazy man.
好似个傻人咁啊！啲人走啊，只眼向前，佢唔系嘅，佢嘅眼咧系望天嘅。
Because he said, "I'm looking at my heavenly Father who loves me."
所以当我跑嘅时候我系望住我的天父而去跑。
And he says, I run for his pleasure. He says, I run because God made me fast. I run for his glory, for his pleasure. That's what he said in his book.
我系为咗神嘅而去跑嘅。
And Eric Liddell went on to be a missionary to China.
佢最后成为咗一个去到中国嘅一个嘅传教士。
And that love was so real that.He was in prison when the communists took over. He stayed there. He stayed in China.
咁就算当呢个共产党嚟到中国嘅时候，将佢摆喺个监狱，佢都仲系留喺中国。
And everybody thought, you know, because he's an Olympic gold medal winner, that his fame would attract people, you know, to hear the gospel.
咁有啲人谂啊，咁佢曾经系一个奥林匹克嘅金牌嘅得主吓，应该咧好出名吓，吸引好多人。
But God had other plans. He always has other plans, right? He spends all his missionary life imprisoned in a concentration camp. But people in a concentration camp come to know Christ.
咁但神喺佢身上有佢嘅计划，咁佢差唔多大部分嘅时间，佢做传教士喺一个监狱里边去做嘅。
Eric Liddell knew God's loving kindness is better.
因为这个人 Eric 他知道神的慈爱是比生命更好。
Father, thank you for your word.
主啊，为到你的话语我们去感谢你。
Thank you for the hope that holds out for us.
我们为到你所为我们预备这个的盼望。
Father, help us to taste and see that you're good.
让我们去看到你的好处。
Yes, there are many people, saints of the past,and the present that have done that.
我睇到過去亦都好多人係做到。
It seems that they have something special.
睇到佢哋有一啲好特別嘅地方。
Oh Father,
主啊，
may you help us to experience that as well.
主啊，求你幫助我哋，讓我哋能夠經歷得到。
For the sake of your glory.
為到你嘅，就好似你得榮耀。
For the sake of your honor.
亦都為到你嘅好處。
Give us the delight we need in this life.
让我们去这个生命上面能够去喜乐。
And the next.
也都为到去将来。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名求。